Welcome to the Jeff Show. I am your host, Jeff. For those of you who don't know what this is all about, I tend to every so often put together a podcast. It basically has me either rambling or reading something that I wrote or something like that. The ones that I read are usually much shorter. You know, try to keep it down under like 10 or 15 minutes at the most. So not to bore too many people. Some of the ones where I ramble, like this show is going to be, I do have some notes that I'll follow along with, but for the most part, I'm going to do a little free talking here. This could take a little bit of time. The main thing was is that to tell everybody about our move from Boyne Falls to Gaylord. And if you're not familiar with the area, just off to the northwest of Gaylord, where Mary and I both work, and go to church and have most of our friends and all that type of stuff, is the village of Boyne Falls, which is a really nice place. It's a small village right along US 131. And about 15 miles south of Petoskey, another great city. And it's also the home of Boyne Mountain Resort, which has been kind of neat. When we first moved there, we didn't take as much advantage of that in the later years, as we had some money issues, so we couldn't always get over there for skiing anyway, so unfortunately. But as time got on and the kids all graduated, we decided it was time to start trying to look for a place over here in Gaylord. And we weren't sure we were going to be able to pull that off, except for the fact that Ben and Tricia, being our oldest daughter and her family, decided that they wanted to rent the place in Boyne Falls because they were living in Walloon Lake, just maybe about halfway between Petoskey and Boyne Falls. And they're kind of like us. Ben works in Petoskey, but Tricia takes the boys over here to Gaylord for school. So they wanted to be about halfway, and they liked our house well enough, and they don't feel as uncomfortable making changes to the house with us, because we'll, you know, we're going to probably say, yeah, sure, go ahead, do it. And so that's what that was the main thing. So they're renting that house from us, which basically allows us to live here in Gaylord at this house, because we were able to buy a mortgage repo, excuse me for the sniffling you'll hear here. I've got a small cold. It wasn't terrible. I had a sore throat a couple nights ago, but my nose is still continuing to run here. Anyways, the amount that they pay us in rent for the other house covers our stuff here, so we just keep paying on the house up there at Boyne Falls. Eventually, they've talked about possibly buying it from us, or at least, you know, doing everything that needs to be done to get the place so it's ready for someone else to buy it, if that comes down to it. So that worked out pretty well for us. And we are almost right smack dab in the downtown of Gaylord. We're just a few blocks south of the downtown area. And I'm now, oh, we'll get on with this in here a little bit, but, you know, my commute is much shorter. And so, you know, we're just kind of loving where everything is. We had a few issues with the house itself, and I'll get into that here in a little bit. But for the most part, it's been pretty decent. So the move itself took probably about a week for us to get completely out of our house. We borrowed a friend's trailer. It's the one that we use for the Chosen Youth Conferences, taking our stuff up to Canada when we do those things. The guy who lends us the trailer, he lent it to us for the week or so to be able to do that. So we pulled it with our truck. I wasn't sure what the capacity was on our towing out that truck, but we filled the trailer up, and that Ford F-150 did pretty well with it. It took all that we had to dish out toward, and it did really well with the whole thing. So Caleb and Brandon helped out a few nights packing the trailer. The one night they came over here, and actually Caleb was able to get his dad's snowmobile trailer, and we packed a few odds and ends onto it, so they was able to bring it back over, bring all that stuff over here. So we got all that stuff pretty well taken care of. And once we got that done, you know, we had to undo our shed and bring all that stuff over here. So we had a huge, huge amount of stuff. And we still had to bring Mary's mom over here. So we merged our two households together. That took us probably another 4 days or so to get her stuff from Boyne City. And it took us a couple of trailer loads. We, you know, cleared out everything in the garage and then cleared out the rest of the stuff over time. And she brought over stuff from time to time with her escape too. So, but we had a couple of trailer loads, maybe about three trailer loads of stuff for her place too. Once we got that done, we had, you know, our living room was full. The garage was full. I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to see the floor in the garage for a while. But, so we've gotten most of that as we've been unpacking, done here pretty quickly. The living room would get empty. And then, you know, as we move stuff around and get things going, and then it would fill back up as we brought more stuff in to be distributed throughout the house. One of the problems we ended up having, though, was we had the outfall pipe. Basically, our sewer pipe was not in the best of conditions, to put it mildly. There was a large crack that ran the whole way along this iron pipe. It was an old pipe. This house originally was probably about 80 years old or so. Has had some major renovations to it, so it's a pretty nice house, but it's, you know, it is older, and the so we had to get that fixed. And luckily, that didn't cost us a huge amount. It was like about $150 to get the pipe done. So once we got that done, and then we found out we had roots growing into our sewer system from the 3 years that the place was vacant, so that was a bit of a problem. Once we get the roots all out, then we stopped having water issues, which I was really happy about that. I was pretty much done with water. Between having to replace the dishwasher and getting wet from that, and then trying to get the washer and dryer in and getting wet from water being in and out of our washer and in the washer that we replaced that was here, I was just done with wet socks and wet clothes, and I was just done with water. I could take a shower. That wasn't a problem, but I was just tired of being cold and wet from so many different things. The basement's now dry. We've got stuff stored down there. We'll probably have more stuff being stored down there yet coming out of the garage. But then we get the garage partially set up. We've got some shelving units that Ben gave us from their place in Walloon Lake. They don't need it anymore, so we put them up in our garage, and it's got a nice little loft in it too. So we've been storing stuff various places. Mary's mom's got to go through some of her stuff. We've got a date coming up here where they're going to take whatever stuff that we don't need, you know, don't want, the trash people, and actually take it, as opposed to the normal 5 large bags of garbage or something like that. So we got to get that stuff all settled out here. We've got a bunch of stuff on our deck right now on the back of the house to get cleared out of here as well. But we're doing pretty well. We can see the floor. We can maneuver around now. There was a time we couldn't actually get in and out of the garage very well without having to move a bunch of stuff. Now you can actually walk through it. So we're still merging the two households. We still have some stuff to get done. We're going to probably have a large garage sale here coming up in, I'm guessing, June-ish time frame, something like that, so that we can have some, well, you know, get rid of some of the stuff of Mary's mom's and some of the stuff of Mary's and mine. So once we get rid of a lot of things, hopefully that'll bring in some extra cash. We could use a few more odds and ends here and there. So that's going to keep on moving pretty well. This is actually taking less time than I thought it was going to. As I glance at my clock here, so not terrible. I thought I was going to ramble too much, but not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Oh, yeah, just looking at Audacity here. My recording software is running about 11 minutes right now, so. Okay, back on with the story. But we're getting on with life. Things are actually settling out pretty well. One of the great things here is that, as I mentioned before, my commute's been cut down. Well, I've got about a 10-minute one-way commute now, as opposed to the 35 to 45-minute commute that I was doing. I had originally said that to Mary, it's like, well, let's shoot for like a average, you know, our goal is don't spend any more than $80 worth of gas in a week. And that would be, you know, filling up at current prices. That would be filling up the car with a full tank and giving the truck a half a tank of gas. Well, after I was actually had like a full week worth or a full pay period worth of work, since moving here, I found that it took me almost the full pay period, which is 2 weeks, to use the gas. And I think we went through about maybe a half a tank of gas in the truck. So I said, okay, new goal. Now that we can see we can do this, let's not spend any more than $80 every 2 weeks on gas. I mean, if we're doing that, we're going to really be saving a lot of cash, because that was probably our biggest expense, driving back and forth to Boyne Falls, or from Boyne Falls, was that our gas was just, you know, a lot. You know, even when once we got the car, it helped to alleviate a lot of it, but we were still spending a lot of gas on the car and the truck. Even though we cut down on the truck, it was kind of like still. I mean, there was times when Mary was going to be out doing Avon stuff, and so I had to take the truck to work, which, you know, is basically like two gallons of gas there, maybe three for the round trip or something like that. So, you know, that's about $12 with the current prices, you know, right around $4 a gallon right now. So it's been much, much better. In fact, we've been noticing that quite a bit. You know, we didn't have to be scrounging around the second week of the pay period trying to figure out where we're going to get money to pay for gas for the rest of the week. Because we still had gas, you know. And so I'm going to see that's starting to really look up. You know, Mary's mom living with us as well. She actually does some of the cooking for us. So it's not with our changeable schedule, me rotating around on different shifts and Mary in and out with Avon and work at the church office and stuff like that. It's been pretty decent. And on that, that's the other thing too, is like we're only, let me think here, we're two blocks south of the Pavilion, and that's another block up to Main Street, and another block up to where Mary works. So what, we're about four blocks from where Mary works. So if the weather's nice, she walks to her thing. You know, we're looking forward to the fact that, you know, we're going to weather gets a little bit nicer, we're going to be able to just walk downtown. Not to mention under the Pavilion, we have one covered street here. They call it the Pavilion. It's right next to the county building. And that's where they have the farmer's market in the summertime. So we'll probably go down there and pick up fruits and vegetables and that from that section. We're only a couple of blocks from the main area, which is the Pavilion for Alpenfest in the summer. So we're looking forward to that. And I'm just trying to think what other things are going on. You know, we just have church is only like two blocks away from us right now where we're at, which is in the Eagles Hall. And the other morning when I wasn't working and I was going to go over there, I forget what happened. We had a slight disruption in our shower schedule, I think, for something. I don't remember the exact reason. But I was able to, I told Mary, I said, well, I'm going to get ready and I'll just walk over to the church to go do the setup, which was about 7:30 in the morning. And then she could go ahead and take, you know, get over there where she needed to and just bring the car over so we could take it for wherever we needed to do afterwards. Plus we have to carry some stuff back and forth from the house that she has for the church, from the office. So that's exactly what we did. I walked over there and it took me like less than 5 minutes, I think, you know, just a couple of blocks. And, so everything's a lot closer. You know, we don't have to use the gas that we were using. We don't have to do all that. I've started on a, walking regimen, on my night schedule here, which is like in the afternoon after I get up, it's the first thing I do. So I need to get, when I'm on a day shift, probably another, not for another month, I need to try to continue that on so that I get up every morning before work and do that as well. So that'll be fun. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Carly and Josh are staying here with us. And as Mary always likes to go, they're in separate rooms. So, yeah, so Carly is with us and her boyfriend Josh, and they're in two of the bedrooms. Carly's got a hair, actually works at a hair place now here in Gaylord after all of her training and that. And she was working part time at a few places up in Petoskey, Harbor Springs area. So now she's down here. She works full time at, or maybe part time at least initially, but here at the hair salon that's in the Meyer Thrifty Acres. I say Thrifty Acres, this is Meyer now. So, and Josh is working for another guy here, doing odds and ends and working in the silk screening shop and stuff like that. And that's like an 8-to-5 job. So they're doing all that. So that's been pretty decent, having them here. And, yeah, we're usually around all at the same time for dinner. So that's been another plus. We actually been able to have, you know, family dinners, which we'd gotten away from living up in Boyne Falls just because of coming and going and all that. And at that time they were living up with, Josh's mom and dad in Petoskey, partly out of necessity. Because we started having vehicle issues. So Carly didn't have a car. So she'd have to catch a ride from somebody up at Josh's place. So Josh's house. So that's what she started living up there for a while. So, and then she was, you know, running around. She eventually was able to get a car when she started working. Again, got out of school and started working on all the stuff. And my nose is really bugging me now. Must mean I'm going to have to stop here pretty soon. and so, you know, now they're down here. It's, we're a little bit more, starting to get more a little family oriented again, which is kind of nice. I'm enjoying that. Let's see, I talked about my walking regimen. Yeah, right now, let's see, I started off with a little over a mile course that I was doing. We're running, walking blocks. Realized I could do a full 30 minutes or just a little over 30 minutes in 2 miles. And it's actually 2.25 from what I did on my first one. So, that's going to be nice. My cardiologist will be quite happy. But otherwise, everything else is, you know, we're getting on here with life and things are going pretty well. I can't think of anything else to talk about, but those are the main things. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. My new schedule. Oh, I guess that's one other thing that I haven't talked much about was we've got a new schedule at work. And, basically I work, one of two time periods. I work a day shift, which is still, 8 to 5, you know, a 9-hour shift. I work almost about a week's worth of those in about, almost in a row, not quite, but you know, it's, pretty close. And that's for the 2 weeks. So then I have like 3 or 4 days off and then another day of work and then another couple days off there. And, it's possible that with a minimal amount of leave, I could have, you know, a full week off in between my normal rotation shifts. And then it also works the same way when I'm on the night shift. And I don't call it midnights and I don't call them evenings. Because what they are is from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. And as I talk to you now, it's 5:20 a.m. I got in here a little late. I was talking to some of the guys at work. But I just find this schedule so much more enjoyable. It's, work from 6 until 4. It's like a really late night. It's not a big deal for me. I get home, kind of unwind by 5:30. And then go to bed by 6, usually. And then I sleep until about 2 in the afternoon. And when I wake up, I don't feel that groggy, slow feeling like I did when I was on midnights. When I was, you know, working till 8 in the morning and then get home and try to sleep all day. And instead of being off by 12 hours, I'm only off by 6 or 8. And it's not a terrible thing. I'm kind of a night owlish person anyways. I prefer to stay up late as opposed to get up early in the morning. So, this seems to work out pretty well. So I've been really happy with this whole schedule. You know, plus it gives me more time to do administrative work at work. Something I was lacking in the previous schedule. So it was hard for me to keep up with some of the training and the, administrative work that I had, but now it's like I've actually got time where I can start new projects and try to work on things a little bit more than what I did. So it's been quite fun with this new schedule. So that's pretty much it. I'm gonna sign off here, and I think it's time anyways. Oh yeah, it's now running at about 23 minutes, so that's pretty much what's going on here in the Lutz household in northern Michigan. So with that, God bless and talk to you soon.